This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Wisconsin's turtles are nesting this time of year, which means more of them are out on roadways, and that can create a hazard. In central Wisconsin, the state, the university, and a group of student turtle wranglers have a creative solution. Rob Mentzer reports on an innovative turtle crossing project.
Below the highway, here on the outskirts of Stevens Point, there's another highway. It's used by mink, raccoon, skunk, the occasional house cat, but it wasn't built for any of them. It was built for turtles.
This is also where I've seen soft-shell turtles. Oh, there's a bunch of painted. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 painted turtles over there.
Leah Egan is a biology student at the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point. For a summer job a couple of years ago, she worked as a professional turtle wrangler. That is, she participated in a first-of-its-kind collaboration between the university and the state designed to give turtles an alternative way to cross Highway 66 near the Jordan Pond. It was the humans, she says, who got in the way.
The turtles are crossing the highway because they're trying to get to the river or to the pond or vice versa, and we built a road right in the middle of their path of travel.
The turtles out today aren't on the move. They're basking in the sun. But when they do move, especially during the June and July nesting season, they're at risk of being hit by cars.
Prior to there being a fence in place, there were as many as 66, almost 70 animals that were killed on that roadway, just turtles killed on that roadway.
That's UW Stevens Point biology professor Pete Zaney. The state considers any place with more than 50 turtle deaths in a year to be a hotspot. And besides being bad for turtles, they can be dangerous for drivers, too. In 2014, the Department of Transportation and the Department of Natural Resources together approached Zaney about how to help these turtles cross the roads safely. Their solution? A set of turtle-proof fences on either side of the highway and a tunnel underneath it.
So this is the Jordan Pond Dam. And then this is the hydroelectric.
A big part of the project, Zaney says, is something akin to turtle psychology. They had to think like turtles. For example, they had to make it clear to the turtles that this tunnel actually led somewhere. The team put grates on either side of the road above the tunnel so the sun would shine through, and they put bright reflective metal flashing at either end.
That is an attempt to create a light-colored background so that from the turtle's eye view, when they're looking across, they see sky and not dark green vegetation.
Zaney has been fascinated by reptiles for his whole life. He recalls being out at his grandfather's farm one day when he was 4 or 5 years old.
I caught an adult female snapping turtle that was on her nesting journey. And my grandfather proceeded to make soup out of it.
Zaney doesn't remember eating the soup. His interest in the creatures, though, that stuck. So when the state approached, of course Zaney helped with the turtle crossing project. With a $25,000 grant, he hired students like Egan to work as turtle wranglers. The students monitored the site and the fencing, they reviewed images from the trail cameras set up at either end of the tunnel, and they counted up turtles that didn't make it.
My dad always gave me a hard time that I was just scraping dead turtles off the road, but it was a lot more than that.
And as it turns out, there are fewer turtles dying on this stretch of road. This spring, Zaney presented a final report to the state. The number of turtles killed at the spot went from nearly 70 per year before the tunnel to between 10 and 20 after. DOT biologist Alyssa Barrett says her department is pleased.
No baby turtles were killed on the road in the first year, and that's a huge success for us. And then from a transportation standpoint, that means there's fewer turtles on the road and less risk to the public.
Barrett says the department will look for opportunities to use the project's lessons elsewhere. All it took was a clever design, a little wrangling, and someone willing to think like a turtle. Rob Mentzer, Wisconsin Public Radio.